The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. Good afternoon and welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host here every Saturday from 5 to 6 and Sunday from 3 to 4. You know, I always mention that because just about every week somebody asks, what time was your show? I said, read the magazine. But anyway, here on AM 690, it's the home of Mike Buck during the weekday, and he's got a few shows on the weekend, but we're Generations Radio. We provide resources for seniors and their families. Thank you for all the calls and emails I get. A lot of you baby boomers are looking for resources for your parents, and I get it. So just give me a call or email me in a magazine. But check out generations808.com. We have a really good website. So if you look on the website, under Generations, all the tabs, you can see a search bar. And it's really cool. I was talking to somebody this morning about the John A. School of Burns Medicine, and they have a really good willed body program. Willed body. So when somebody passes away, they can donate the body to the training doctors at Johnny School of Burns of Medicine. So all these trained doctors or doctors to be, they get to work on these cadavers, and it's a great resource for them. And so thanks to all the family that donated their bodies. But so all I did was type in, it says, what are you looking for? Type here. I typed in Johnny Burns. Is that his middle name? I can't remember already. Of medicine or Johnny Burns, and that article popped up. So we did it last year, October of the 2016. So it's a great resource. All our radio shows are on YouTube channel. So thanks to Mapuana, who works with us now, who has all our social media, but she will be uploading all our radio shows, including this show today, probably in about a week or so. Just go to YouTube channel. You want to follow us. And so every time a show is uploaded, you'll get a message through social media that a new show is popping up, and you can listen to it at your own time or send that link to anybody else that may be interested. And today you should be. Today we have a local nonprofit, actually a nationally recognized nonprofit called Project Donna. Now, it's not Dana, because they were saying it at the senior fair last week. It's Donna, D-A-N-A. And we have Mike and Danny from Project Donna. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
So show some excitement. Yeah, you're willing to be ready to be here. And Danny, I know it's your first time.
Yes.
So it's a good experience for you. You're a young girl. Now, did you recently start with Project Donna?
I started full-time just over a year ago.
Oh, a year ago already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know. I met you. Now, weren't you like training over there when you were going to college?
Yeah. I did my internship at Project Donna about 4 or 5 years ago now.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, so I've been volunteering with them.
And now you're staff.
And now I'm staff.
Oh, great. Yeah. So, Mike, welcome to the show. You've been involved with Project Donna for a long time, and I've known you for many years, and you know, you've done great work. Now, can I ask, now you're retired, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Can we get a little background on yourself as well?
I used to work for Sears Roebuck & Company.
Oh, Sears.
Do management. And for a small wholesaling company, in between, and doing also same time, you know, kind of management job like that. But
cool. And so how long have you been with Project Donna now?
Right now, maybe 16 years.
16 years?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time. I'll give you a lot of credit, I'll tell you. Yeah, and you're pretty busy in retirement, aren't you?
Yes.
So for those of you that don't know, we always have to kind of explain this. Project Donna, how did you get that name, and where did it come from?
Donna comes from Sanskrit meaning selfless giving, and we're a volunteer organization. So all the volunteers actually, you know, they don't get compensated, so they give of their own time, free will, and you know, use their compassion to help seniors mm-hmm. Take care of certain social services that they need.
And it's an interfaith kind of like a nonprofit. Now, explain how that works, because I wasn't, you know, I've known you guys for a couple of years, and I just found out I mean, not a few years ago, but I mean, I after about a year or so, I realized what it meant when you say interfaith. How does that work, by the way?
Well, you know, many think that we're just a Buddhist organization.
Right.
And it did start with a Buddhist church, Moilili Honganji.
Right.
And gradually, first they, you know, they wanted to take care of their seniors and elders, mm-hmm. help them get to church, help them with some of their needs.
Right.
And gradually, Shim Kanazawa and Rose Nakamura developed a program to use volunteers to help seniors with some of their social services.
Right.
So, and after that, it kind of evolved where, you know, other churches saw what was happening and said, hey, you know, how about, helping me develop something like this for our own church?
Uh-huh.
So it evolved around the churches at the beginning. But gradually, you know, you find that the community around the churches also have the same or similar needs.
And every church does.
Right. So gradually that happened. And right now we are interfaith. It's not just Buddhist churches. We have churches like Crossroads, St. Mark's, and so forth like that.
And how many churches do you have statewide now? It's over 30, right?
Yeah, and it's not all churches. We also have community organizations.
Oh, do you? I didn't know that.
That like Papa Kolea, the Buddhist Women's Club, and you know things like that. The idea is where can we find volunteers? Where can we find quality volunteers that mm-hmm. can, you know, that can help do what we need to do and be safe and you know, with the general public. Yeah.
I know. And so basically what you folks do is you train these volunteers. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so they go out in the community and they serve their population there. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
We try to match volunteers with seniors if it's like a recurring services. Like, mm-hmm. like if you going to do grocery shopping once a week or once every other week or something like that. It's nice to have the same person come to your door,
right.
You know, week after week.
And you develop a relationship.
Right, yeah.
And what's cool about that is that I know some of these volunteers have been with the same person 10, 20 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
And because I know you had your current chair, board chair, was on a show several months ago, yeah. And we talked about that.
I think it was like 24, 25 years until the person passed away.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And so how long has Project Donna been around?
Project Donna is
what year would this start?
1989.
Yeah. So
wow.
26 years going on, 27 years now.
Yeah. Wow, that's tremendous. And you won national award. You won an ARP national award. Is that
yes.
correct? It's a few years ago. Yeah. Shim Kanazawa, who was on our, I believe, our second cover in 2010, I believe. And, of course, someday we want to have Rose as well. But Rose is still going. She's at the office every day. I talked to her this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, she's amazing. But what you get is started because, so you have 30-plus nonprofits and churches.
Yes.
But how many volunteers, I mean, Danny, since you work with the volunteers, how many volunteers do you folks have?
We have about 1,000 volunteers, that's statewide, and they serve about 1,200 elders.
1,200.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's tremendous. I know our church for a little while, Honolulu Christian, was involved, and I know that lead volunteer, I guess, is not around anymore, but I'd like to see them getting back involved as well. In fact, my own previous pastor, Pastor Russell, that works out of a Stream of Life in Manoa, I got to talk to him because it's really important.
Yeah.
Because what people, for your listeners out there, you know, it's not, you don't have to belong to the church to be service, is that correct?
Yes.
And so I know when I called Rose and Cindy, who runs her office there, and said, you know, I have a client that's in, she was in, I believe, Pearl City, and you guys have a church out there you work with,
mm-hmm.
but the senior did not belong to the church, so I asked, can she still be services? And they can, is that correct?
Yep, all community members. We have volunteers who are willing to go and help regardless of their
faith. So do you kind of find somebody in that area or church in that area?
Yeah, so each site kind of manages their own volunteers, and the volunteers can pick, you know, they prefer to stay in Pearl City or in town, whatever they want to do. So as long as we have volunteers in the area, then we can definitely help.
Oh. So what kind of program, what kind of services do you provide, by the way? I know, Mike, we're going to talk about your home assessment and side of the Project Donna, but Danny, what kind of services do you typically are involved?
So the volunteers do more social supports. So if it's just a friendly visit, so if it's just, you know, talking story with an elder at home who's maybe isolated or doesn't have family with them, doing that kind of support, or some do transportation to doctor's appointments, help with grocery shopping, things like that. So it's just some kinds of supports to help the elders age in place for as long as possible.
And you do grocery shopping too, right?
Yeah, so either by list or if the elder is still mobile and able to go, then some volunteers can take them with them.
Oh, and so typically, a lot of times, it's going to be a senior that's homebound, is that correct? And just don't get out as much, or maybe don't drive anymore?
Yeah, many of them are homebound. Some of them are still mobile but don't drive, so the volunteers provide transportation.
You must get a lot of seniors that maybe have children on the mainland, probably.
Yes.
And they have nobody here. And I know my neighbor's saying, well, that's the way it is, you know? So any stories you could tell about that, or is there certain areas or certain kind of seniors like that?
Well, I kind of see that throughout, regardless of the area. The first person that I had volunteered with when I was an intern, she was never married and didn't have kids, and she was from Japan. So the only family she had was in Japan. So she was maybe in her 90s or so, never drove. So I just, you know, went every week to talk story with her, helped her clean a little if she needed some sweeping and whatnot. Yeah.
Do you have Japanese-speaking volunteers, by the way?
Yeah, we do have Japanese-speaking.
What about other languages? You have other languages as well?
Not as much, but there are a few who, I believe, Cantonese and Tagalog.
All right.
Yeah.
What about Korean? Any Korean volunteers yet?
I don't think so. Okay. So we could use some.
So exactly. If you're listening out there, if you want to volunteer, if you speak other language, no, it's really important because we do get calls and emails from people that, in fact, I'm working with a client right now that I don't speak Korean, and I can't converse with him very well. So I have to find somebody in the community that I know, that I trust, that's able to communicate to them. So if somebody wanted to volunteer, that's one of the things for this show, guys. I know for some of you that may have family or friends that might need help, or if you belong to a church. So how does the church get involved to be a volunteer?
They can contact our office, call us, and then we can do presentations about what Project Donna is. And if they're interested, then they can work with Rose to setting up a site.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we'll give the number again later on, but what's the best number to reach them at?
Our number is 945-3736.
And that's the main office at Project Donna?
Yep.
And you guys are located actually right off the University Avenue, so it's kind of very convenient if you live in town.
Yep, right in Mo'ili'ili.
Now, does somebody donate that house? You guys have a house, a nice setup. You have parking now, but right behind, I guess it's the old...
Kuhio School,
yeah. And actually right behind University Q, if you know where the area is. Back in the day, it was University Q, right, Mike? I mean, everybody knew that. If you went to UH, you know where University Q was in the back. But did somebody donate that house?
Yeah, we had a couple that we used to help before, and they didn't have anybody to leave their home to. It's actually left to the church, to Mo'ilili Honganji, but we use that as our office. So.
Yeah, it's a great location. I drop off magazines every other month. But you have parking now. You had parking before, but you have much more parking now.
A little more parking. It's kind of a congested area. There's a lot of people who park there. There's a lot of university students.
Oh, yeah, and they
walk to school.
Mm-hmm. And, good. So that process, they would have to call either Rose or Cindy or yourself, Danny?
Yeah, and we can always give them more information.
Okay. So besides, you know, the social contact, I know that's very important for a lot of seniors. I think especially for people that live in condominiums because they don't get out as much. And I know sometimes if they see mail there or newspaper at the front door, the resident manager a lot of time will call them, make sure they're there and they're alive. Mm-hmm. And still, if they need any resources or services, it's really important for condominiums. But do you guys do like letter writing or anything? What other kind of services besides? I know you do like hospital visits, grocery shopping, mm-hmm. light cleaning. What mm-hmm. other kind of services, Danny, are very popular that you guys offer?
A lot of them are like the in-home services like that. If for whatever reason we can't get a volunteer physically in the home, then we also offer telephone visits. So it's just a phone call, having someone, you know, a friendly ear to talk to. Yeah.
Yeah, we have, you know, like we have somebody who couldn't see very well, so we help them with reading their mail for them.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
A lot of the services we provide, it just depends on the volunteer, what area the person is and the volunteers we have there and what the volunteers can do. So they can request services and we'll see if in that particular area we have a volunteer who can help the person with
that. I see. And how often do they get these visits or how often are the volunteers available?
It just depends. It's, you know, the commitment is the volunteers, first of all, you know, whether they want to work once a week, once a month, on call or whatever like that. Then the client will, ask for certain services. I need grocery shopping once a week or once every other week. And we try to match the volunteer with the client.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. So if somebody doesn't belong to a church or a nonprofit, would they still be able to volunteer?
Sure.
And so they would just work with you, Danny, and then you would train them and find out what kind of service they can offer?
Yeah, they can always call us at the office again, and then we can talk about what they're interested in doing, and we can set up an orientation and a training for them. So before we send any volunteers out, they do, you know, an orientation and training with us.
Good. So I know there's a lot of you out there that maybe have some time on your hand, whether it's once a week, once a month, twice a week if you can, if you have a good driving record, if you're a good driver, a good listener, right? You got to be a good listener, right?
Good listener.
Because that's one thing I find a lot of these younger kids, and I'm not bashing millennials, but they don't listen as good as because maybe they have so much more going on in their life, but they don't listen as good as maybe us baby boomers, you know? but I think it's really important.
Right.
Really, really important that they're able to listen good. And this, you know what I like about seniors? The stories you could tell and that you hear. And, you know, especially I'm on mic, but for myself, I love to hear stories from back in the day.
Oh,
you know, like I said, University Q, which is being torn down right now, right? They're building a new condominium or something over there. Is that correct?
There's a condominium for university students.
I think, really?
It's
part of UH then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, stories about, like, the old coffee shop on Capilani. What was it called? By the convention center? You know what coffee shop? You know what coffee shop I'm talking about, right? It was hey guys, if you know, email me or call me later on. That coffee shop is right across the convention center on Capilani that was open 24/7. And we in the 70s and 80s, we would go there after nightclubbing, right? But Coco's. Is that Coco's?
Coco's. Yeah.
I don't call me. Okay, we know it's Coco's. But some of the old story, it's amazing. I mean, I was sitting with a lady that you folks know, Linda Coble, this morning, had coffee. And she was telling me those stories. But back in the day, in the late 60s, she worked as a photographer. You know, back in the day, they had photographers that go into the restaurant, take a picture. Hi, Mike. Who is this lovely lady? Are you on vacation? Take a picture with you. And they would collect the money ahead of time. And then back in those days, they didn't have printing right really quickly. So they actually would mail the person that they took the picture of. They have to trust them that they're going to take your $10 and mail it to you the next week. Mail it. One, they don't ever mail it. They never had a complaint. Zero complaints in all those years. But can you imagine the trust we used to have back then? I mean, Linda was telling me a story like, wow, I don't know if I would do that today. I mean, you're going to give $10 and hopefully they mail the picture to you. But yeah, that's how it was done in the late 60s and early 70s, you know. So that tells you a difference in the time of our, you know, community or trust back in those days. But that must be really important though, right, Mike and Danny, to have that trustful volunteer?
Yeah, so that's why we try to have the same volunteer doing whether it's friendly visits or grocery shopping each week. So eventually, you know, years down the line, they're like family with each other.
Kind of curious, what's the most popular need that the seniors need out there?
A lot of the requests I've been getting recently were just for a friendly visit. So, really? Yeah, a lot of them do have family, but their family is still working, you know, they're
busy,
home alone.
Can't go during a weekday.
Yeah, exactly. So they just want someone to come over and, you know, hang out, talk story just for an hour a week.
Yeah, that's really, really important because I know when I visit my clients, I end up staying about an hour or two. So whenever I have a meeting, I always block out about an hour, half to 2 hours between my meetings because I know, I mean, I love these stories. I mean, I met a lady several years ago in my business, and she was one of the most amazing ladies I've ever met. She was about 98 years old. And the first thing that we did was she goes, Percy, do you drink? It's like 11 o'clock in the morning. I said, yeah, I mean, I do it a bit. He goes, do you mind if we share a bottle of Assis Spumante before we discuss business? I said, sure. So she goes, she had her caregiver there because she wasn't very mobile, but her mind was sharp, and she was a painter, lived by Diamond Head, and her caregiver came, brought a tray, cute little tray, with two glasses and some Assis Spumante, and goes, oh, by the way, here's some cheese and crackers. So we spent an hour talking about my life and that person's life. And I'll tell you, if I had a girl, my son's 12 years old. We had a boy, obviously. If we had a girl, I probably would have named it after that lady.
Really?
Seriously. I can't really mention her name because some people may know that, and I don't want to divulge some private information. But I'll tell you off the air. But, it was one of the most cutest names I've ever heard for a real person. I mean, it wasn't Percy, by the way. Anyway, we're going to take a break in a little bit. But I did want to cover in the second half, guys. We're here at Project Donna. Mike and Danny from Project Donna. They're located in town by Mo'ili'ili. They're an interfaith nonprofit. Basically, what they do, guys, is if you work for a church or you belong to a church or a nonprofit, or if you just want to do some volunteer time, they help seniors in their home, light housekeeping. Can I say light housekeeping?
Mm-hmm.
Grocery shopping, transportation, social calls, or in person or on the phone. But it's really important, like you said, Danny. I think a lot of seniors are homebound.
Right.
They may have family, like I said, but they want somebody during the daytime to talk to once in a while, what's going on in their life. And I think, to me, that's very, very important, you know. Mm-hmm. But I know in the second half, we're going to talk about your caregiver support group, your home safety program. That's what you do, Mike, right?
Yeah.
And then your home safety assessment. That is huge, guys. And we've done articles in a magazine about that. Actually, if you just go to Generations Magazine, which I'll do right now because I got it up online, and I'll put in fall, what should I say, fall assessment?
Fall prevention.
Okay, I'll type it in the search bar. We'll see what pops up. And sure enough, Senior Fall Prevention Awareness. We have Fall Prevention by Stan Michaels. And I know we've had stories from on Project Donna's thing, but on your caregiver support and your fall prevention. But how many seniors do you serve? About 1,200, 1,300 a year?
Yeah, about 1,200.
Throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. And when you say state, on every island as well?
The major islands.
Right.
Hawaii Island,
Hilo and Kona?
Hilo and Kona.
And then you're on Kauai and on Maui?
And Maui.
Now, do you see a growing need on the neighbor islands at all?
Yes. Just like anything else, their elder population is growing no matter whether you're on the Hawaii Island or Oahu.
You know? So you have different coordinators over there, or you have different churches that work with the seniors out there?
Yep, different sites there. Not all of them do the in-home services like how we do on Oahu. Some do things like congregate dining, or so they bring the seniors together lunch, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important because we're statewide, this radio through AM 690. Certain pockets of Hilo, I understand, we don't cover because the way that the shape of the island is. But we're statewide. So if you're listening out there, Project Donna, again, the phone number, Danny, was?
945-3736.
So they would call you and they'll work with a coordinator out there?
Yep.
Because I think it's important. I don't know about you, but I go to neighbor islands several times a year. I find more healthy seniors out there. You think that is? And they live longer? You think that? I do.
I don't know.
I do. And I'll tell you the reason why. There's less fast food out there.
True. Seriously.
Less fast food, cleaner living, mm-hmm. less stress because the traffic is not as bad. Even though I did see a contraflow lane going out from Kahului Airport to Lahaina, and I saw contraflow lane in going through Kapa'a and Kauai, I was shocked. The traffic is growing, especially during that work time. Mm-hmm. But I do believe I see a lot of seniors, and a lot of times the children move away. So right. I think that might be a great opportunity for you Neighbor Island people that want to give back to the community. It's very, very important that you check them out. So give Rose a call, or you can probably give Danny a call since you guys know Danny now. And so mm-hmm. thank you, Danny. I know it's your first time on radio, so don't be so shy.
Okay.
We need more stories from you, you know. So do you guys have a website?
Yep, they can just do projectdonna.org.
Project Donna. So it's projectdana .org. Mm-hmm. I'm going to your website right now. Projectdonna.org. Yeah, nice picture here, right in front of the house. You need a new picture, though, because Danny, you're not in this picture. I just
that's
don't
okay.
know. Cindy,
that's okay.
Mike, Rose. But great site there. So, yeah, just check them out. And there's different things about, you know, the services, your locations. So in locations now, let me see. I clicked on locations here. Oh, it shows all the places on the Big Island, Keao, Honoka'a, Captain Cook, all over, Kauai and Lihue. You need Kauai guys, you got to get out more. You're only in Lihue. And in Maui, you have Pukalani, Kahului, Lahaina. I guess you need to see somebody in Kihei because mm-hmm. Kihei has a lot of seniors out there. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, there are a lot of healthy seniors over there. I don't know if you've been to Kihei recently. I was there a few months ago. And man, a lot of healthy seniors. In the morning, you'll see more walkers than you ever see. 7 o'clock in the morning, you'll see people walking all along that main drag.
Wow.
I think it's South Kihei Road.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. But anyway, if you're interested in volunteering, give Danny a call at Project Donna or just Google them at projectdonna.org. There's a lot of great information here. We're going to take a short break. We'll hear more stories, and we'll hear more about the home safety assessment program and the caregiver support group meeting. So we'll take a short break. We're here with Project Donna. So we'll be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to a Medicare moment with Martha. Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073. 543-2073.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilimaatlehano.com. Or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include three meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit at BoydVacationsHawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Don't you guys just love this nice, cool, jazzy music? It's from Johnny Thompson out of San Francisco. Actually, he's a friend of our family friend of ours. And Johnny comes to Hawaii every few years, but I'm going to hopefully go see him by the end of the year. He lives up in Napa and San Francisco. So thank you, Johnny, for your music. Just Google him. You can find it online. But anyway, here with Project Donna. But I did want to mention, you know, if you didn't get a copy, you better get a copy quick. We're running out. The June-July issue of Generations Magazine is out, and it features on the cover the Mo'ili'ili Community Center, Nadine Nishioka, who's the executive director, and a picture of a bunch of seniors and kids over there because they do a lot of intergenerational programs. But it originally started 115 years ago as a Japanese language school. So this one, the front is original building, by the way, guys, when they first built it in 115 years ago. It really took off in the 50s and 60s, but they still do Japanese language over there. They do a lot of different classes. I mean, if you get a chance, go in there and look at the board. There's a board on, I think, on the second floor of all the different classes going on. We need more wet men, though, I'll tell you that. A lot of women there. They do great work. So check that out. Did want to mention some of our new partners in the magazine. I believe in this one we have, our acupuncture guy, James Carter from Luna Acupuncture and Wellness. As you know, we have our big Aging in Place workshop, August 19th. I think you guys are going to, Project Donna is going to volunteer. It'll be a big, big crowd, as you guys know, if you've been there before. August 19th is a Saturday. If you look in this June-July issue, you'll see a spread of all the different workshops. We have 18 different workshops in the morning, and we replay them in the afternoon. So check them out. It goes from 8:30 to 2:30. We don't serve any lunch, so bring a bento or go over to Ala Moana across the way there. But we do start at 8:30. People will be lining up by 8:30 to attend all the workshops. Thanks to our sponsors, I did want to mention them. ARP is going to be in a big room, by the way. Declutter Hawaii, Senior Move Management, Luna Acupuncture and Wellness, FBI, Financial Benefits Insurance, MedData, formerly Cardin Outreach, my company, Retirement Funding Solutions, Attention Plus Care, National Kidney Foundation, the Ihara team, Naho'o Kelly Advisory Team with Michael Yee, the Law Offices of Stephen Yim, Kalakaua Gardens, and by the way, be there. And you don't have to be there to win the prize, but we are going to give away a Las Vegas package. Mm-hmm. Just sign up there on the Vacations Hawaii booth with Kevin Kaneshiro. You do not have to be there to win the prize. Just make sure you have a legible phone number so we'll call you, because every year we get a lot of people sign up. I think we had over 500 people sign up the last time. Wow. So get there early, plan a long day. There's a great Starbucks downstairs on the floor of Ala Moana Hotel, which is really neat because it's probably the biggest Starbucks there is in the state. Have you guys been on there? It is big and it's busy, but they're very good. They're very fast down there. I did want to mention, you know, from now on, we're going to have Peggy Perkinson, Margaret A. Perkinson, Peggy I call her, who's a PhD, is a new director of an aging at the University of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. She's doing great work and great information for our kupuna out there, but also for our baby boomers. Not forget Fred Collins. He is one of the planning consultants over at Valley of the Temples, which is a new partner of ours. I don't want to forget anybody here. What else do we got here? And, of course, we have our Hearing Center of Hawaii, Howard Tamashiro. But thanks to Mike Buck, every Friday morning, by the way, this Friday morning I'll be promoting this show for you guys. But check it out. Go to generations808.com. And you can check out this issue of Generations Magazine. And if you go to the far left, look for issues, you can click on browse, and you can actually see all the past issues that we've ever done, including the first one with my buddy Kirk Matthews on the cover that we did in October 2010. So anyway, we're here at Project Donna with Danny and Mike. So Mike, you guys have a lot of different programs out there, and I was talking at the senior fair the other day.
Yes.
And you told me about your home safety program. Give our listeners a background of the program, because I think there's a lot of people out there that their parents could use this, right?
Yes. So well, home safety is fall prevention. Fall prevention is an issue that we think is very important for seniors.
No, we know it's very
important. Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Because the statistics are scary.
Right. Actually, like 1 out of 3 seniors 65 years of age and older will fall every year.
Every year?
Every year.
Wow.
So, you know, that's very, you know, very...
That's scary.
Scary, yeah. And actually, as they get older, like into their 80s, the statistics multiply.
Like 75% chance.
Yeah. There's a great chance of you falling.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is we know, and when I talk to people, they know that this is a problem. Do they do anything about it? Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is our program is to go out there, talk to them, make them aware if they're not aware, or remind them if they knew about it, but kind of like put it on the side. And then we do a safety assessment. We don't charge for that. We go out there.
You go to the houses?
We go to the house, talk to them, their individuals, or even their children, caregiver, family caregivers. And then we give them some recommendations what they can do, simple kind of things. I mean, you know, things that doesn't include, you know, construction or something like that, you know. Some of it, you know, we also will talk about that. And it's up to them what they want to do. But if they can do some of it, follow our recommendations, then it will be to their advantage. And hopefully that will keep them safer and prevent a fall from happening. Yeah.
What are some of the common issues that people have that causes falls in the home?
Well, first of all, it's their health. That's one reason why seniors fall frequently. So we want to look at health issues, simple kind of things. Of course, you know, if they've been to the doctor always gives them recommendations. There are things that seniors need to think about, things like their balance. You know, everybody knows that those who have some kind of deficiencies will have some balance problems. Maybe. Mm-hmm. So if it can be corrected, you know, with a PT or something like that, then that's something they ought to try to do. Also in their health is nutrition. This is something where, you know, as we get older, a lot of times the seniors will skip meals, eat only what they want or when they want.
Or they only eat Simon or
right.
Spam
because they can't afford it. I know somebody who eats only a cup of noodles, I mean.
Yeah. Well, another thing, they don't drink enough water so they get dehydrated, right?
So that's the other issue, liquids, yeah, because they don't drink enough liquids. They got to go to the bathroom all the time. So they figure the more water or more liquids they drink, the more often they have to go to the bathroom. Yeah. And one thing that's negative is if they have to get up 2-3 times in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, then they're losing sleep, which is important also.
Very good point, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. So we talk to them about things they can do. Like I always say, you know, like make it a habit. You know, you get up in the morning, you've been dehydrating for 6-7 hours or whatever you're sleeping at. So drink a couple cups of water. You know, when you have your breakfast or when you're taking your vitamins or your medications, you know, drink some water. And if you do that, then, you know, you won't have to drink a lot of liquids in the evening. And hopefully that'll cut down your, you know, your bathroom visits, you know, and keep you from losing sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. All these little tips are very important, guys. So you can call Project Donna. Mike does the assessment. He goes into your home or a condo, but gives you some tips. And like this, a lot of us, we know the basic things, but we just need reminders on a regular basis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, falls. I mean, when I had shoulder surgery 2 years ago, I went to my friend Dean, physical therapist for physical therapy. I was waiting to get to meet with them, and a lady was sitting right next to me. Her whole face on one side was all black and blue. Mm-hmm. She must have been about 80 something years old, so I'm sure she fell down. But you know, it's preventable. That's what what's really key is. It's preventable.
Yes, it is.
And I think if people understand hydration, eating nutritious meals, getting sleep, right, Mike?
Right.
But maybe a little exercise too. I was talking to my friend this morning about getting some exercise, because when I see our personal trainer Diane calls it when they're waddling. Mm. Oh, she called it a name for that. I can't remember what it was, but here's that waddle walk. Because their hips are not flexible. They need to stretch. They need to get exercise. I recommend guys go to the YMCA or a pool and swim. Just stretch the legs, stretch the arms, because it's really important to get that body moving.
Yeah.
So when you go into the home, do you look for like loose rugs in different levels in the home as well?
Yeah, that's the first thing I see usually at the entry door, you know, a loose area rug that slips or slides or can trip you up. Also, you know, that happens throughout the home. We look at the flooring. We also look at things like clutter and things that are in the way, you know. We look at the pathways. We try to determine where they spend their time. Most seniors, especially if they live in a large house, will not go throughout the home right every day. But there are certain places that they spend their time at. So we call this anchor areas. And then from those areas, we look at the pathways. The pathway to go from their easy chair to the kitchen, to the bathroom, to the bedroom. Maybe they have a favorite place where they eat their meals. And the pathways that we look here, we want it clear, especially if they use a cane or a walker or something like that. And, you know, they have to walk around things or over things. The more times you do something like that, the more times, you know, you can have a fall happen.
Yeah. So. It's and a lot of I can't remember the statistics about after a certain age, you know, a good majority of people eventually die from those injuries when they fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's so important. Hopefully people can watch the fall prevention video.
Yes.
What is it? It's called No Get Hurt.
No Get Hurt.
NoGetHurt.com.
Yeah.
And there's a video on there. Actually, it stars my parents, by the way, about fall prevention. And a lot of times, the doctors need to start talking to the family. So if you're listening out there, if you got an older parent, make sure you go to the doctor with your parents. So you can talk to your doctor, any observations they have. A lot of times, seniors don't want to tell them all their ailments because they don't want more medication.
Yeah. And the three, you mentioned medications, the three major areas that the state even is concentrating on is one is medications, you know, because seniors take a lot of prescribed drugs and that's in their system all the time.
All the time.
And, you know, that can make them dizzy or drowsy or cause a fall from happening. There's also the vision, you know, where they need to make sure that they can see. And many seniors don't even get a yearly vision check. You know, so
yeah,
that's something that, you know, everybody needs to do. I know it costs money. Some people don't have a vision plan. The state is coming up with other alternatives to help. There's a thing called Project Vision where they're going around and providing like reading glasses for mm-hmm. seniors, or at least checking their eyes once in a while so that they can see if there are things that could develop into a worse situation. And then you mentioned exercise before. Exercise is very important. You know, we all can't run the marathon, but we can all do some kind of exercise. In the video you said where your parents are, you know, even a small walk or working in the garden and things like that can help, you know, help give you some kind of activity. Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah, just to get out there, and it's important. But don't you have a statistic on how many seniors fall every year?
Well,
what was the figure?
Here, the thing that was kind of eye-opening to me is they said that in the state of Hawaii, 8,100 seniors were taken to emergency because of a fall last year.
Wow.
And that amounts to like one every hour. You know? So that's something. Just from a fall.
Isn't that scary?
Going to emergency.
You know, when I found out if one of my clients lives at home by themselves or even lives with their children, but the children are working all day long, that's really important. And it's really important. It is preventable. And so if you're listening out there, give Project Donna a call because it's really important. Now, you do assessments all year long, don't you?
Yes, yes.
And you don't charge for the assessment either?
No, the assessments are free.
How long does it take, by the way, Mike?
Well, actually, it can take a while. It takes maybe an hour. It depends on their home. Mm-hmm. I've been in someone's home for 5 hours. But
were you installing handbars or something?
No. It's been basically the other part of our program, the Talk Story program.
I see.
Because I think it's very important that sometimes when these seniors get the opportunity, they want to share their experiences.
Right.
And listening to them is something that I enjoy doing. So if I have the time, I'll do it myself.
Well, Mike, you've done a great job. And I tell you, I know you've known you for years. And you know, they're very fortunate to have you. Now, one of the other programs you have is called PERS. What is that? What is PERS?
Well, PERS is part of our program because we, through the generosity of the State Department of Health and the Honolulu community, Honolulu Police Community Development Foundation, we've got some grants from them so that we can. PERS is personal response alarms, where you know. You've seen it on TV, you fall
small
down.
Small button thing?
You have a button or something to press. You know, we've had horror stories of people who have fallen and lay on the floor for not just hours, sometimes days, you know. And that's the difference between life and death sometimes, you know. So the idea is if you have something, this is for people who are live by themselves, you know, don't have anybody to check in on them. Of course, can at least press a button if they need some help. And that way, you know, we can prevent somebody from lying on the floor all the whole time.
So is there a cost to the homeowner or the senior?
With the grant, this equipment is provided for 1 year for free.
For free?
Yeah. And after that, so if they qualify, it's free for 1 year. And after the year is over or towards the end of the year, they'll be called and asked if they like it, if they like to continue it. If they continue it, then they will pay the monthly charge for it.
And what's the monthly charge, you know?
Monthly charge is about $40 a month.
$40 a month.
So, yeah.
And so that personal response mechanism, it's a little key fob kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
And so they press it if they fall down. Does it detect a fall, by the way?
They have some equipment that detects the fall, so they will look at what's applicable to the person. Mm-hmm. So they will. The key fob is connected to equipment, which is connected to their telephone line.
Okay, right.
So, and then it's connected to a response center, 24-hour response center.
Right.
So they will call back to see if it's a false alarm or. Sometimes, you know, you fell down and you might, like, sprain your ankle or something.
Right.
So we don't need to call, maybe we don't need to call 911. They'll determine that they're experienced people. And if
can they
not,
call, like, their son or daughter?
They call a son or daughter or neighbor, you know, they provide us with a list of
actually, my neighbor has that.
Yeah.
And if they can't get a hold of the daughter, they'll call me. Mm-hmm. So, because I have a home office, so I can run over to the house right next door to me and see if they're okay. But I'll tell you a story. You know, guys, this personal response mechanism, gadgets, they are very, very important, especially living in a condo. We had a family friend. Their daughter lived in New York, and the mother lived in a condominium in town. I got a call one day saying, my mother fell down. She had a stroke, rather. She's in a hospital. This is on a Wednesday. I said, okay, what's the problem? Well, she's in the hospital and they want to discharge her. I said, wow, when? Friday. So I said, okay, well, she had a stroke. When did she have the stroke? She goes, we don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? The daughter from New York called every other day, called Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no answer. Called her cousin, go down Monday morning, knock on the door and see what's going on. She went there Monday morning. They found 3 days of newspaper, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So evidently she didn't go out of the condo since Friday. Found in her tub, she had a stroke, never moved since Friday sometime, and they took her to the emergency and the hospital on a Monday. They want to discharge her Wednesday. I said, wow. If she had that emergency response little button thing, probably would have saved her life, because she eventually passed away 3 weeks later. But it's very important. If anytime you find somebody living out on their own, that's the first question I ask. How healthy are they? Do they have somebody close by? You should really need to get one of these personal response, emergency response systems. But it's so vital. It does save people's lives.
Yeah, it does.
So it's for 1 year for free?
1 year for free.
And after that, they can decide whether to keep it or not. But that's a great program.
Yeah.
You still have a bunch left over. We
still have some. So if they live alone, then, you know, these are the people we want to help because, you know, they don't have anybody to.
Now, I know some of the programs have grants. Some do not. For the ones that are grants related, do they have to qualify income-wise, like this one here?
This one, there's no income qualification.
Wow.
We do have some other programs which we help, and you know the grantee will want us to look at if there is a financial need, and they want to distribute the money to those people first.
Right. So. Well, that's really good. I mean, if you can get it for free. And not worry about income, that's a great program. So thanks to HPDE and Project Donna here and the state. So really quick, I did want to talk to Danny. Danny, so are you working with the caregiver support groups as well, or is that Mike?
That's actually Maria.
Oh, Maria,
our
okay.
Yeah, she's
and
a
so can you explain a little bit about that caregiver support group?
Yeah, so they meet twice a month, second and third Wednesdays, and then they have excursions as well.
Where do they meet at?
They meet at Hongpa Hongguanji Betuin, so right on Pali Highway.
Oh, okay. The big white one?
Yeah.
Oh, the big one.
That one.
Can't miss that place.
Yeah. So second and third Wednesdays of the month.
What time do they meet?
They meet around 9 to 1 p.m., 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
So the first session is typically an educational session. So Maria coordinates with different professionals in the field. So it could be like an occupational therapist or somebody from the financial sector or elder law, things like that. Mm-hmm. So all professionals, you know, to give the caregivers tips and skills that they can apply to their caregiving duties. So that's the first
free workshops, free support groups.
Yeah, free support groups. They just have to call our office and then register with Maria. And then everything is free. And the second session that they do a month is a rap session. So that's more talking story with each other, sharing stories.
How to solve problems, how to deal with the parents.
Yeah, so they know they're not alone in dealing with any of the, you know, issues that come up.
I've been to some of these support group meetings, and the first half an hour, they're just griping about my dad did this, or my mom did this, or she, like my friend goes, I went to the meeting, and people are saying, my mom swears at me too, you know?
Yeah.
But it's part of life. I said, we're going to be like that when we get older. Hopefully don't swear. But, you know, I mean, they need to vent sometimes and gripe, and there's different ways to handle these kind of issues.
Right, you know? And it's comforting, you know, to know that you're not the only one dealing with or feeling that way.
Oh, yeah. I had a personal friend of mine that told me when she was the only child, so the dad knew that she has to care for him, and he was kind of a grouchy guy, and whenever he get mad or she didn't do what he wanted her to do, he would poop on the ground, on the floor.
No.
Are you serious? He goes, yeah. That's just how frustrating it was. And I get it. Men deal with these aging issues a little harder than women because they get more depressed easy. Women have their girlfriend to talk to. Men don't do like, Mike, I'm not going to call Mike and say, Mike, you know, I haven't had a hard day. I'm going to I'm not going to talk to a guy that way. You know what I mean? But women do, you know? Like my wife. My wife said, I'm complaining to you, but I don't need you to solve my problem. They just want to vent, you know?
Right.
It's so different dynamics, guys. But anyway, thanks to Project Donna, Mike, and Danny. Now, Danny, again, the phone number is
945-3736.
Why don't you go to projectdonna.org? Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, great. Great, guys. Thank you so much. Great programs. Like I said, it will be up on our YouTube channel, just Generations Magazine on our YouTube channel. It will be eventually up on our website. I do want to mention, don't forget now, every Saturday morning, about 6:45 to 7 o'clock, on the only weekend news morning in the morning, KITV, we have Aging Well. And don't forget our Facebook page, Generations Magazine. Like our page. Follow us. Please do. You know, to check out Project Donna. Thanks, guys. Listen, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Aloha, and live well.